This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced what our part is in the process of growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is what Dr. Wiest says about 2 Peter 1, 5-11. The divine nature is not an automatic, self-propelling machine that will turn out a Christian life for the believer, irrespective of what that believer does or the attitude he takes to the salvation which God has provided. The divine nature will always produce a change in the life of the sinner who receives Jesus as Lord and Savior, but it works at its best efficiency when the believer cooperates with it in not only determining to live a life pleasing to God, but definitely stepping out in faith and living that life in dependence upon the new life which God has implanted in him. And this must not be a mere lackadaisical attempt at doing God's will, but an intense effort as shown by the word translated diligence, end of quote. Or as the NIV puts it, make every effort. The word translated add has in its etymology the idea of providing more than is demanded, to supply more than generously, to excel. In verse 8 it says, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, you will not be ineffective or unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understanding the nature of these qualities is important if you want to work at possessing them and seeing them develop in your life in increasing measure. Compare the qualities listed in 2 Peter 1, 5-15 with the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians 5, 22-23 to better understand them, and we'll be expounding on these further in subsequent visits.